No, I'm not for sale.
Welcome back to the Stampede Blue Colts Cast, ladies and gentlemen. I'm your host, Matt Dainley, and we are all set with the Indianapolis Colts 53-man roster. We've got a lot to talk about outside of that, but we're going to get started with kind of how the day started itself. And that was with a bit of a trade, a little bit more of a trade. The Colts traded Philip Dorsett to the Patriots, and the Colts got a fourth quarterback, Jacoby Brissett. Now, I am not a fan of this trade, okay? Nobody's trying to say that Philip Dorsett was going to break out and have some sort of an all-time career year or anything like that. But he was an additional weapon for Andrew Luck, whoever's playing quarterback right now. Jacoby Brissett just is underwhelming to me. I don't understand why we would trade a guy who can contribute. He hasn't been, but he could contribute in special teams and in the wide receiver core for a guy who is, you know, no better than Tolzien and Stephen Morris right now. I mean, ultimately, that's what you got. We got three guys all pretty much at the same skill level. The only thing about Brissett is I think he's a little bit younger than Morris. So we've got three third string quarterbacks ultimately. And we've got Andrew Luck. So I'm not really sure what's going on with all this. This may be to solidify the backup role for the future, but to me, it kind of puts a bit of a hurting on this year, especially. Now, I'm all about looking for the future, but when you're not going to have Philip Dorsett next year anyways. Jacoby Brissett would be cut. I don't even know if he'll be, on a team next year at this time. So I don't really understand what's fruitful from this trade. You know, I think some people have a lot of hype around Brissett. I'm not one of them. I watched him play. I watched his college tape. I watched him play in the game against the Texans. He threw the ball, I think, like 15, 16 times, something like that. He's only got like 60 attempts throughout his career thus far. And he's got a 60% completion percentage. He doesn't have a touchdown. You know, he hasn't thrown any interceptions. That's good. I just don't understand this trade. To me, this is just this is taking away a guy who can catch touchdowns for you, can take the top off of a defense, and has shown to be able to go up in traffic and pull down receptions in the preseason this year, which he hadn't shown previously. So there was some improvement for a quarterback who is, ultimately a third stringer. And that's, that just doesn't excite me. I don't know about you guys. So there is nothing to be excited about in that trade whatsoever. Talk about taking you by surprise for sure. It did me anyways. Some of you are going to like it. Some of you are not, but I do not. I am not a fan of this whatsoever. The Colts also released some of their vested guys, Akeem Ayers, LeVar Edwards, Daryl Richardson, who they just picked up recently, Sean Spence, and Corey White. They also put Chris Culliver, Edwin Jackson, and Earl Wolf, another guy that they just picked up recently, on injured reserve. So that takes us to the 53-man roster. So let's break this down. I am kind of trying to get used to this myself, so I'm not going to, probably expound on a whole lot of it, but I will in certain places that, obviously are of note. All right, let's start with the defense. We got Jonathan Hankins, Al Woods, Grover Stewart, Hassan Ridgeway, Henry Anderson, and Marcus Hunt all up front. At inside linebacker, they stuck with Bostic, Antonio Morrison, Anthony Walker, and my guy Jeremiah George. Happy to see him make a roster. I think that he is proven that he can play in coverage. He proved that he could be a quality special teams guy. That's going to be just as important for this team as anything with a rookie punter, and he's going to be kicking off as well. Rigoberto Sanchez. So I thought that was a good move. I enjoyed that. I wasn't a fan of them cutting Sean Spence, however. I understand you've got to get this down to 53 guys, but as far as I was concerned, in the two games that Sean Spence played, he outplayed Bostic. And, you know, Anthony Walker, okay, he's a rookie. I can understand the argument for keeping him. Obviously, Morrison's your starter. You know, I would have preferred five inside linebackers, I suppose, as opposed to maybe something, you know, another move down the line, as opposed maybe to four tight ends. But I think you've got to understand that Swoop's injured as well, so that was probably something they could fight with. I just wasn't a fan of Sean Spence not making the team because I thought that he's one of the best they've got to be the all-around inside linebacker, both coverage, run stop and ability, and to be able to get to the quarterback ultimately, and he showed that. So, but I am a fan of the Jeremiah George being kept. I thought that was pretty cool. I was glad to see that for him. Outside linebacker, Jabal Sheard, John Simon, Barcavius Mingo, and Terrell Basham. They let go of Akeem Ayers in here, and that kind of, you know, made me really wonder because he was last year their best option at rushing the passer. This year so far, we've not seen anything at Terrell Basham. And just for total clarification here, they actually have Terrell Basham listed as a defensive end. I don't know if that means anything. I guess it doesn't. They just didn't change it, you know, what they've got him listed as. But he's been playing outside linebacker, so for whatever that is worth. But I'm calling him an outside linebacker. So Sheard, Mingo, Basham, and Simon. Like I said, Basham hasn't really shown a ton of outside leverage being able to use. He's not getting around the corner very often. He did okay in the fourth game of the preseason, but Simon's definitely your rush linebacker as far as I'm concerned. And if they don't use him as such, they're missing out. Jabal Sheard is the power guy. He and Basham have pretty similar styles as far as I'm concerned, trying to use their power as opposed to trying to use pass rush moves, you know, secondary moves to get to the quarterback, and obviously Barcavius Mingo is another rush guy as well. So I think you've got strong side, and then you've got Barcavius and John Simon as your rush, whether they use them like that or not, that's what I would do because those are the guys who have proven to be able to get to the quarterback so far. At the cornerback position, Vontae Davis, Chris Milton, Quincy Wilson, Rashawn Melvin, and Nate Hairston. That is, you know, typically the Colts keep six. I mean, at least in my own brain, I remember them keeping six quite a bit. And five seems like not very much considering that you've still got Vontae Davis is going to miss some games. You know, they've got Rashawn Melvin, who had missed some time in the preseason as well. But they're going to use probably TJ Green a lot as a backup for the cornerback position as well. So he's one of those guys they kept thinking that he could go back and forth. And I guess they're going to use him that way. Now, when we get to the safeties, it's Malik Hooker, Darius Butler, Matthias Farley, Green, technically by the roster, and Ronald Martin, a guy that they just brought in. He actually made the squad, so that's interesting to me. I think that that's ultimately what they've kept is four safeties and six corners if you put TJ Green over there. At least I think that that's how they're going to use him. They may try to, you know, move him around or something like that. All in all, that's 24 players on the defense. Obviously, special teams is Luke Rhodes, Vinatieri, and Rigoberto. So all in all in this defense, I think that, you know, the only thing that stands out to me is that along the defensive line, they cut T.Y. McGill, a guy who had considerably shown to have the burst, you know, to get in for a pass rush, to disrupt the backfield. We knew that that was going to happen. We talked about that in the past, whether that was going to be something that the Colts would have to do with somebody, whether it was Grover Stewart and trust that he could go through waivers, or, you know, whether it was somebody else. Marcus Hunt, initially, we didn't really think was going to make the roster, but after his preseason performances, getting his hands up, knocking balls down, blocking kicks, yeah, Marcus Hunt was going to make this roster. So I think that ultimately that was probably the two it came down to in the end was, or the three that it came down to was, you know, we're going to have to take Grover Stewart and Marcus Hunt over T.Y. McGill. He just does, you know, and not, you know, I think they went with youth as far as with Stewart, and they went with length and everything else on Marcus Hunt's end. So interesting on the defense there. I don't see anything that's really all that glaring. So I just, you know, a couple things that stood out to me. And hang tight for a minute. We'll be right back with the offense. All right. As I mentioned, we've got four quarterbacks now. Andrew Luck, he came off the PUP list. He's on the roster, active. Stephen Morris, Scott Tolzien, Jacoby Brissett. I think eventually you've got to get rid of Scott Tolzien in this. I mean, I'm not a fan of Brissett either, but they're not going to do anything with him if they just brought him in. I think you've got to get rid of Scott Tolzien here. Do they eventually end up, you know, putting Morris on the practice? Actually, Morris isn't practice squad eligible anymore, so maybe they end up waiving both of them after they get a week or two of Jacoby Brissett and go after some more help on offense or defense, you know, one of the skill position players to get a couple of these quarterbacks off the roster. I think that's, you know, intelligent to do, at least one of them. I really like Morris, though, and think that he's probably right now the better backup. I would hope that Morris would probably get the start week one. We should hear something about that here in the next few days, I would assume. At running back, we got Gore, Turbin, and Mack. I like that threesome. I was, you know, maybe just minusculely surprised that they didn't have a fourth, but they're obviously, we're going to find out where they're using their special teams and their return guys here in just a second. At the receiver position, Hilton, Moncrief, Aiken, Rogers, and Quan Bray. Rogers has been out. We don't know what's going to go on with him. So ultimately, from all that we know right now, we assume that Chester Rogers is still out. So that puts Quan Bray in there at the number four position. Kind of a shaky group if you consider that Aiken hasn't really shown a ton. He's done okay. You know, Rogers has been injured. And then Quan Bray's kind of, you know, he's not a bad guy to have that depth wide receiver position. But, you know, if you absolutely had to have him, he's somewhat in a battle for the number three spot right now if you consider Rodgers still out. And that's not exactly something that you hope for, I wouldn't think, with this offense. At tight end, they did keep four: Jack Doyle, Brandon Williams, Eric Swoop, and Darryl Daniels. I thought that it would probably come down to Daniels and Krieger Cobble. I mean, that's not, you know, a genius thought or anything like that. I mean, pretty self-explanatory. But I mean, I'm not surprised that they kept Daniels. He just didn't offer a whole lot downfield so far, whether that's just simply because those are the routes that they used him on or what. He did improve inline blocking, though, so I was happy to see that. But, you know, again, a lot of inexperience there. He's ultimately the number three tight end right now, so he's going to get a lot of snaps in the first several weeks of the season with Swoop out. And Swoop's definitely out for a few weeks, so they called him week to week the other day. That typically is a month, so we're looking at least week three, week four, in my opinion, for Eric Swoop to return. So Darryl Daniels, Jack Doyle, Brandon Williams, Eric Swoop. Going to the tackle position, Anthony Costanzo, Jeremy Vujinovic, LaRaven Clark, and Zach Banner. There's 10 offensive linemen all in all. So this is kind of something new. I don't think that they've kept this many in the past, but, you know, they've got to have backups right now. Ryan Kelly's on the roster. He's hurt. So nine guys that can actually play right now. Schwenke may or may not be ready for week one. They kept Deshaun Bond on the roster as a guard, you know, to fill in at center there. Also, Jack Muhort, Joe Haig, Denzel Good at guard. They've been pushing Denzel Good over to right tackle last week. LaRaven Clark's taken some snaps at left tackle. Vujinovic has actually taken some snaps at right tackle. We don't know what we're going to see week one out of this offensive line. Brian Schwenke, whether he's going to start, who's going to be at right tackle. Man, lots of questions going in here, but they kept 10 total. If that, maybe that is another position that possibly changes after Ryan Kelly comes back. I don't think that they need 10 offensive linemen once he's back, but, you know, you never know. This is, you know, it's kind of a different group that we've seen so far from Chris Ballard and his first 53-man roster with the Indianapolis Colts. If anything sticks out to me here, it's just the couple areas where we're kind of dinged up, you know. Obviously, the four quarterbacks is something the Colts have not carried since I can ever remember on a roster. I was surprised that neither Morris or Tolzien was cut today. Very surprised, especially when you could have kept an extra defensive lineman. You know, maybe they're holding out some you know, wiggle room for additional guys who are on the waiver wire right now, because Sunday, all that waiver wire stuff starts up early in the noon, I think 11 in the morning or noon, and all that waiver wire traffic starts. So that's going to be really interesting to kind of wrap our heads around. We'll have something else going up Monday here on the Colts Cast for that as well, because the Colts are certainly going to be active in that area, I think. I think that's intelligent to think so. The Colts have a lot of room for improvement in several positions. You know, we don't know what's going to happen with Rodgers right now. Maybe they end up IRing him as well. Maybe they don't. You know, maybe Darryl Daniels is, you know, possibly not on this roster because they find a better tight end somewhere else to carry for. Maybe they end up getting rid of one of the quarterbacks. Maybe they find another offensive lineman moving around on the waiver wire. You know, there's a lot of questions to still be answered, but right now, this is your Indianapolis Colts initial 53-man roster. Very interesting. Like I said, 5 cornerbacks, only 4 outside linebackers, 4 inside linebackers, and then the 5 safeties. We've mentioned that. That's a little bit of a versatility thing there for TJ Green. 4 quarterbacks. This is a strange roster to me. I was a little surprised to see a couple of these cuts, like I said. So we at least get 24 hours here to kind of digest all of this and reel it in a little bit. But like I mentioned, Clayton Gethers is on the physically unable to perform list. Chris Colliver, Edwin Jackson, Christine Michael, Tevin Mitchell, Daryl Morris, George Wynn, and Earl Wolfe are all on injured reserve right now, so keep that in mind too as far as those guys go. Very interesting that, you know, I kind of thought maybe JoJo Natson stood a chance at the 53 initially, or Bug Howard maybe, and you know, ultimately for JoJo, I think that his fumble issues, you know, in the preseason week 4 game, and then Bug Howard, I just don't think he got enough of an opportunity. Not so much that he didn't get the field time, but he didn't get a whole lot of targets. I thought that his measurables and his potential could have possibly landed him a spot on this roster. It'll be interesting to see if some of these guys, or how many of these guys, you know, actually come through on the practice squad. That'll be fun. That'll be, you know, I think that'll be announced probably sometime tomorrow or Monday or something like that, that they've got their 10 guys for the practice squad. So we've got a long way to go before we kind of get a real idea of what our week 1 roster is going to be and who's going to be on the back end of it on the practice squad as well. But like I said, for right now, this is our 53-man roster. We'll have a little bit more of an analysis of this group in the coming days. Like I said, we've got to wait for some possible trades or waiver claims and stuff like that, future waivers and stuff to kind of see what actually happens and watch this roster smooth out. So thank you guys all for listening. Continue to get those ratings and reviews done on Apple Podcasts. We're up to 2 now. And this is, you know, very good. This is what we want. We want the reviews from you guys. We're going to give you guys an opportunity. And don't worry, if you are anywhere in the first 50 reviews, don't think that you're out of the mix for the second jersey. We're going to go through all of the reviews for each drawing. So if we get up to 100 reviews, all of you in the first 50 are still eligible for the third jersey. You know, all that good stuff. So don't get discouraged by that. Thank you guys for everything you're doing to make this podcast roll. I appreciate it. Stampede Blue appreciates it. Make sure you guys get to Stampede Blue right now and get all of our analysis as it comes down with roster moves, et cetera, et cetera. And we look forward to talking to you guys again soon. So that's all for me today. I'll talk to you later right here on the Colts Cast.